Tatiana, this is season number 4 for Constella, and seemingly they've gone very well these first 3 seasons. Although they used to be in the fall, you've moved to the spring. What's the reasoning?
Well, yes, Brian, we had 3 seasons in the fall, and we featured several partner organizations whose concerts and performances we would have to plan ahead and feature during the festival. And because of their schedule, the festival lasted longer than 3 weeks a lot of the time because everyone had to be fitted in. This year, we are trying something new. As usual, Constella does take chances all the time, so these are new things. We are condensing the festival. We present the same amount of events, so we have 10 events over the space of 2 weeks, 5 days each, Wednesday to Sunday, and you are able to buy a pass to the entire festival. And so we are featuring a couple of partner organizations. So we are trying a different time of the year as well because of the oversaturated arts calendar in October. And at the same time, a lot of people do travel in the spring. And as we are growing as an organization, we would like to become a national festival and international in a way where people travel to see Constella. And it is more conducive for a lot of people to come in for just a few days and experience all these events instead of the festival running for a month or so.
That's one of the beautiful things about Constella is that you're not and have not been afraid to take chances. You've been at a number of different venues. You've had a number of different partners. Give us an idea of who some of the partners are this year and where some of the venues are.
Yes, we are going to be at the Woodward Theater. That's a new little theater that opened. Exactly, but that's a new venue that is available for us right now, and we're very excited to try that out. We will be at the Art Museum, Fath Auditorium, for our film screening. We will also, of course, be using Memorial Hall, because that's where a lot of our visual art exhibitions that go together with the performances take place. We do have an after-party spot, the Ivy Cincinnati, this new Ivy Ultra Lounge. The last venue is the Harriet Tubman Theater at the Freedom Center, where we will be doing our, well, now it has become a tradition, where we present the dance program, where the ballet dancers present 2 New World premiere choreography works, and it will be live with musicians on stage.
That's the last one. What's the first one? How are you getting it started this year?
So to start this year, the opening of Constella is Amy Dixon, who is a saxophonist, and she will be accompanied on the piano by Irina Botan, who is a Romanian pianist. And they're both beautiful girls and amazingly talented. Amy Dixon is twice Grammy-nominated award-winning artist, and she's quite unusual. She has recorded, for example, Philip Glass violin concerto on a saxophone. She has, of course, a huge career in Europe, and she's a Sony classical artist. But in America, her journey, I think, is just beginning. And she's absolutely stunning to watch when she plays. And so I think that's going to be a super interesting concert. We also have an art exhibition there. Our visual artists are featured on our website. But this particular program is very eclectic and features works from Bach to Gershwin and a couple of other composers that you might not immediately recognize.
I'm thinking it's the first time you're showcasing a film on Constella Festival. Is that right?
Yes. As usual, we're experimenting. So one of the things that Constella has done this past year, we are reaching people in different ways, not only through our festival performances, but Constella is a brand that functions throughout the year. We do things like outreach concerts for children in schools where art and music have been cut, for example, and those are all supported by grants. And so those programs are offered free for kids in schools. And then the second thing that we do, apart from the actual festival performances, we also produce and partner up on very high quality music videos for classical performers. And we also collaborated on the movie called Maestro, where Constella and myself personally, we were quite involved in producing the music for the film. So the film is actually going to have its Cincinnati premiere screening. In fact, we have 2 of them at 5:30 and 7:30 on April 17th at the Fath Auditorium at the Art Museum. Maestro features Paavo Järvi, Lang Lang, Hilary Hahn, and Joshua Bell. And it really is a journey through the life of musicians at such high level. Really what happens behind the scenes, why you would want to do this in the first place. There are a lot of older children who talk about what it means to them to play music. How does it really affect their lives? And it's not your typical documentary. It's full of twists and turns, and it's quite fast-paced. This film aims to inspire, aims to demystify behind the scenes of this type of life and the people who choose it.
Some of the other guests on the festival do some name drop. You mentioned Hilary Hahn from the film. She'll be with us.
So Hilary Hahn, we are very happy to have her back. In fact, Hilary opened our very, very first Constel Festival in 2011 with the 13 encore pieces which she premiered at Constella. In fact, she just won her third Grammy for the recording of these pieces. So we're very happy to welcome her back in a completely different program. It's called Silfra, and she will be collaborating with Hauschka, who is an improvisation and prepared piano composer artist. And they will present this amazing program. It's basically all improvisation, but I think they know exactly what they're doing, of course, but it is improvisation program at the Art Museum, and it's going to be quite different from any other performances that you might have heard Hilary in. This year, we featured an American-US debut of the Monte Piano Trio. This is going to be a very passionate concert. There is a Romanian pianist, Italian, and a French musician in the trio. So that's a lot of sparks flying. Then we will have Morgan Szymanski, who is a very well-established guitarist who is based in the UK, but he's actually from Mexico. He is going to bring his multi-dimensional program with Sketches of Mexico, which features some digital art alongside him playing. And that will be our Latin Story concert at the Memorial Hall. Eddie Kwan and the Ambassador Ensemble will present Eddie's newest presentation, which they worked together on with My Cincinnati Kids. And Michael Wilson is involved, and his son as well. And that's going to take place at SCPA's Meyerson Theater on April 12th. Simon Trpceski, he's a very renowned pianist, Macedonian pianist, in fact, and he's coming to give a recital. It's called French Inspirations, but there will be some French music in it, but also works by Liszt and Brahms. And that will feature local visual artists as well at the Woodward Theater. And then Not So Classical is a project which we have created for those people who want to know more about the stories behind the pieces that we will be playing. It's part narrative, part visual video vignettes, part concert. And it's suitable really for children from the age of 8 to adults, and it's just a little bit more relaxed way to experience some music that we'll be performing with Yelena Holodova.
And the Constella Festival for 2015 gets underway on April 8th, a Wednesday night at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, it's at 7:30 at the Memorial Hall.
I've been speaking with Tatiana Berman, the founder of Constella Festival, and I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.